Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Julie Israel talking about the Save the Michaels of the World walk that's coming up this upcoming weekend, a walk to rally around hope and recovery for individuals who are combating opiate addiction. The Hope and Recovery Walk 2019 happens at 8:30 at Delaware Park at the St. George Orthodox Church. Julie, thanks so much for coming on and talking a little bit about this. The walk, there's still time, right? Pre-registration is closed, but there is still time to take part.
Yes, absolutely. So good morning, and I just want to thank you both, Susan and Brian, from the bottom of my heart, having me on this morning to allow me the opportunity to talk about Save the Michaels and our walk coming up. So, the walk is dubbed the Hope and Recovery Walk because, there is recovery, and hope after addiction. So the walk is tomorrow, 8:30. Pre-registration is closed, but we are opening up at 8:30 for walk-up registrations. And all are welcome. This is a community event. This is my passion project. We've been doing this for the past 5 years, so it's a wonderful family-friendly event.
Julie, how has the walk changed over the past 5 years?
It has evolved, and it's gotten better year after year. And we have found that, as more families, sadly, are touched by this opioid epidemic, they come out united and find a place where they can be together with others that have walked their path, and just be able to not feel so alone and isolated. So it has grown exponentially over the past 5 years, which is a little bittersweet. It means more families are sadly impacted, but I'm also pleased that it gives them a safe place to come out and be together.
Yeah, how does this walk maybe differ from others that we see around the area? You know, there's a lot of walks like these that take place, but you mentioned kind of how this has grown over the years, combating opiate addiction. It's one of these things where it's not just about remembering, but it's about fighting toward the future.
Absolutely. So it also, I feel, gives family the courage and the strength to come out from the shadows. There's a lot of stigma associated with addiction, and I feel that our voice at Save the Michaels gives them the strength and the courage to come out from the shadows and be able to walk for those who are in recovery, because there is a lot of a stigma associated with that.
You tragically lost your son, Michael, to prescription addiction. Are we making progress in this area now, this many years later?
Absolutely, Susan, absolutely. There has been a lot of progress, but there is still a lot of work to be done. And yes, we did lose our beautiful son, Michael, who was prescribed into addiction to treat his Crohn's disease. You know, it was a soul-crushing blow when it happened to our family, but my husband and I pledged to continue to bring hope through successful recovery, and that's why we're asking our community and our neighbors and our friends to come out and support this walk and even, make a donation to help further our mission.
So where can people go for information, whether they want to take part in the walk tomorrow or make a donation, like you just said?
Yeah, Brian. So they can visit our website. It's savethemichaels.org. They can make a donation there. So together, as a community, as we should, we can save lives together.
Okay. And if they want to show up for the walk, they can do that too tomorrow morning, right?
Yes. So, again, we are on the grounds of St. George Orthodox Church, Pre-registration and walk-up registration opens at 8:30 a.m. inside the communal room, and then we will have two tents in the green space on the grounds around the church. And at 9 a.m. we have live music, face painting, pumpkin, children's activities. 10 a.m. the program actually starts with our speakers. 10:30, we will commence with the walk around Ring Road, and following that, we will have, you know, refreshments and more activities.
Okay. Well, Julie, good luck tomorrow. We hope it's a great event. That's Julie Israel of Save the Michaels of the World. Again, that event tomorrow. It is the Hope and Recovery Walk. It takes place at Delaware Park at the St. George Orthodox Church. It's pre-registration closed, but you can show up tomorrow morning, 8:30, between 8:30 and 10:30 is when the event takes place. Make a donation and take part in food, live music, family-friendly activities that happens rain or shine.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.